If you have your Bible, turn tonight to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 25. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 says, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, neither gather in the barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thoughts for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Now we used this text almost a year ago today. And I believe it was on a Sunday night, I'm not sure. But we pray and we preached a message on what are you looking for? Amen? What are you looking for? But I'd like to preach tonight in a different direction with this text on this thought. Why worry? Amen? Why worry? You know, we worry and we fret and we carry on so many times in this world. And I know what you say. You say, "Well, preacher, we have so much to worry about." But I want to say there's a good God of glory that promised that He's going to be there to take care of us all the way out of this world. Amen. To deliver us safe on yonder shore when this life is finished. So why do we worry? So, preacher, aren't we supposed to worry? We've got lost people. Aren't we supposed to worry? Pastor, you're the pastor's church. Don't you worry about the people. Well, no, it'd be a sin if I worry. But I do have a godly concern. Amen. What we need to have tonight is we need to quit worrying, put it in God's hands, and just have a godly concern for things that's happening around us. Looking for that glorious day of His appearing, realizing that worrying won't do nothing but tear you down and tear you up. We worry and fret over so many things, but a lot of the things that we worry about, we can't do nothing about. Now, worry will mess you up. Worry will injure you. Amen. Worry will injure your mind. Worry will injure your soul. Amen. Hey, it'll mess with your spirit, that person who you are. We need to quit worrying. We got to put this stuff in God's hands and say, "Lord God, you are God, and beside you there's no other." Like He said in Isaiah chapter 40, we preached at the nursing home this afternoon. Praise God. He said, "There's nobody like me." Amen. "There's nobody you can put your trust in like me." He said, "Hey, listen, young." He said, "I got this. I'm able, praise God, to do all things." And what He does, praise God, He does right well. Amen. So we got to just put it in His hand, amen. Because worry will do, it'll mess with your mind, it'll mess you, and it'll eventually destroy your body. Amen. That's fact. It will. It'll mess with you. Amen. But a believer's body, the Bible says the believer's body is the temple of the Lord. Amen. So you don't want to be messing with the temple. Praise the Lord. It's a temple of the Holy Ghost. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19. Amen. The Bible says, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are" what? "God's." Amen. Listen, hey, listen, if you've been saved, born again by the precious blood of Jesus, amen, you don't belong to yourself. Praise God, you belong to God. And I'll give you an assurance this morning or this evening that God's going to take care of that that belongs to Him. Amen. You can take it to the bank, praise God. If you belong to the Lord, He's going to look over and protect and keep you. Amen. So we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20, that God Almighty, praise God, through the Holy Ghost of God, He seals us, amen. You're that temple of God, and He's going to take care of you. He said, which temple, which ye have of God, amen. That Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost of God, seals you to the day of redemption, amen. That day of the presentation of you to the Lord, amen. So why are we worried about it? Amen. So we can't worry because you do, you're tearing down the temple. You're messing with the temple. The worrying destroys the temple. Amen. Praise the Lord. Which temple you are. And praise God. And so the Bible even tells that to destroy the temple is a sin. Did you know that? When we go defiling and destroy it and messing with the temple, praise God, it's a sin. Because why? It belongs, we've done said, it belongs to God. Go back a couple of verses, or a couple of chapters, 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16. The Bible says, know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Amen. So he said, hey, amen, he says that we have to take care of the temple. Amen. We can't defile the temple. And so, but a worrying will gradually destroy the temple. Amen. It'll gradually destroy the mind, and it'll eventually destroy the body. Worrying will drive you nuts. Amen. Worry will make you crazy. Praise the Lord. So we got to quit worrying, and we have to trust in the Lord. Amen. We have to trust Him to do that for us that we can't do for ourselves. Praise God. We have to yield unto Him. What He's doing here is admonishing. We're admonished to yield ourselves, body, soul, and spirit to the Lord. Amen. We've got to yield ourselves. Did you hear me? Yield ourselves, body, soul, and spirit, every essence of ourselves. We have to yield it to the Lord. Because we are the temple of the Lord. He's in us. And He's there to help us. But we got to let Him, praise the Lord. We got to let Him have His right of way in our hearts. Amen. Praise God. That's what He does in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. He said that we have to yield to Him. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 22. He said, abstain from all appearance of evil. He said, if it looks evil, flee from it. If it looks evil, if it looks wrong, praise God, stay away from it. Amen. That's pretty straight up, isn't it? If it looks wrong, don't do it. Stay away from it. But notice what he says in verse 23, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23. He said, and the very God of peace sanctify you just a little bit. Oh no, he said, sanctify you wholly. Amen. Every part of you, praise God, is set apart. God says, if you'll let me, he said, I'll take you and I'll set you over here away from all that mess of the world. He said, I'll give you a hope and a faith and a confidence, praise God, that's so spectacular, you'll never get over it. Amen? Praise the Lord. He said, I'll sanctify you wholly. He said, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, I just don't know. I just don't seem like I'm able to do all that I need to do. He never asked you to do nothing that you couldn't do, that He wouldn't help you to do. Verse 24 says, faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it. Amen. The Lord says, praise God. He said, hey, quit worrying, quit fretting over these things. Praise God, your body is a temple of God, whose temple you are, whose body you are. Praise God, you belong to God. And God says, hey, listen, I'm going to sanctify you wholly, completely, body, soul, and spirit. Praise God, unto myself. And He says, well, I'm going to call you. And praise God, I'll do the work. Amen. So he said, just don't worry about it. Just submit yourself to the Lord. Say, God, here I am. And allow God to begin doing that work in you and in us, praise God, that we can't do by ourselves anyway. Amen? Why do we continue to worry and fret? Let me ask you something. Worrying and fretting, does worrying change anything? By worrying, can you make any difference? Not one bit. By worrying, does it solve the problem? Usually just makes it worse because it gets us all tore up. So what do? We quit worrying. Why worry if it doesn't? Why do we worry if it doesn't change anything? Amen? It's time that we started. I'm going to tell you how the old saints of God used to do it, praise God, how they still do it. Amen? They get on their face. They say, oh, God, here's the problem. Here's the issue. Amen? We just put it in your hand. God, we know you're able. Amen? You know. What is that? That's godly concern. Amen. It's not worrying and fretting, praise God. It's saying, God, I've got a concern for this person. I've got a concern for these people. I've got a concern for this body. Praise God, we need some help. And God, I know you're the only one that can help. Amen. The only one that can help. You say, well, preacher, does that really work? The Bible says all through it that it does. If we'll just trust in the Lord. Amen. He says it in Psalms 37:5. He said, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and what? And He shall bring it to pass. Amen. The Lord said, hey, you know, He said, quit worrying and fretting over it. He said, take it to the Lord, amen. Trust the Lord to take this issue and to take it out of the way. Praise God. Hey, there's a whole lot of issues here in the church. There's a whole lot of us that's got things, praise God. Hey, we got things wrong with us. We got things wrong with our families. We got lost people. We got lost lovers. We got people that's about two-thirds crazy. Amen. I'm talking about family members that's way out there. And we've tried our best to witness, to try to tell. Pray God, we worry and fret, but it's time to quit worrying and fretting with a godly concern. Just take them to the Lord and say, oh God, please touch this individual. Amen. And trust in the Lord to make the difference. But you know what's wrong so many times that we don't take it that way? He says, commit thy way unto the Lord. And trust also in Him, He shall bring it to pass. But I'm afraid sometimes we get the cart before the horse. In James tells us in chapter 4, verse 2, amen. He said, ye have not because you ask not, and you ask and receive not because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lust. Amen. He said, you're asking for the wrong reason. Amen. That's why you worried and you fret and you're asking that you might consume it to make you happy. To do something for you. But he said, if we ask, praise God, for the glory of God, amen, God will move in on the scene. He'll do the work for us that we can't do for ourselves, and He'll bless us and help us and meet that need, praise God, that loved one has. Amen. When we get past ourselves, we're not doing it for me. Praise God, we're not doing it for our satisfaction, but praise God, we do it for the glory of God. Amen. James said that we ask not. He said, you have not because you ask not. Amen. He said, you ask and receive not because you ask amiss that you may consume it upon your own lust. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he says, hey, listen, we've got to realize, glory be to God, that it's the Lord Jesus that makes that difference. Amen? He's the one that does it. We can't do it. But the Lord can when we ask Him to do that. Amen? Praise the Lord. He realized that you're important to Him. He sees the need and He makes a difference, praise God, in the need. Praise the Lord. I appreciate the Lord. And I appreciate Him taking care of us like He does. Amen. And every one of us, I can't say it enough, every one of us is important in the eyes of God. Amen. Everyone is important in the eyes of God. In Matthew chapter 10, remember he talks about the sparrows. And he said, there's not a sparrow that falls out of the sky that he's not concerned about. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 29, he said, are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father. Amen. He said, hey, two sparrows are sold for a farthing. And he said, there's not a sparrow that'll fall out of the sky that God don't know about. Amen. Every little bird that flies through the sky, praise God, God knows about. Amen. He knows about it. You remember when you was a mean little boy and you used to take your pellet rifle and shoot the little birds out of the air? I got to thinking about that. I said, good Lord, good Lord put them there to eat bugs and do what they do. And here I was shooting them out of the air. And he knew everyone that I shot. Amen. It kind of gave me a setback. I wish I could go back and put them back in the air. Amen. Because he knows every one of them. Praise the Lord. He said, the Father knows. Amen. He knows exactly where they're at. He knows where you're at. If he knows the sparrows in the air, praise God. He said, one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father. In other words, without his knowledge of where it's gone, what's happened to it. And he said, verse 31, he says, fear ye not, therefore ye are far of more value than many sparrows. Amen. You're more important. He knows all about the sparrows that's falling out of the sky, the little birds outside. And he said, you're far more. If he keeps track of them, guess how close a track he keeps of me and you? Far closer. Amen. He's got good records of me and you. He knows everywhere we're at, everything we do, and every time we have a thought. He knows all about us, praise the Lord. And I'm glad he does. Bless his holy name. What a God we'd have. If he didn't know about us, then he wouldn't be much of a heavenly Father. But the Bible teaches that he does know. He knows where we're at. He knows what we need, praise God. Back in Matthew 6, in verse 32, he said, For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, the food, the raiment, the clothing, everything we need. He said, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. Amen. Your heavenly Father knows when you've got a need. And your heavenly Father is there to meet that need. Amen. He knows what you need. And what are you saying? I'm saying the good God of glory provides for our needs. Nobody else can. Why? Because nobody else knows what you need. But your heavenly Father knows what you need. So why do we worry about things, praise God? Even when we don't know what we need, he does. The Bible said the heavenly Father, he knows what we need. Bless his name. I'm glad he does. Amen. He knows when we need food. He knows when we need raiment. The things of this earth, these temporal things that we need day by day, God knows that. It don't take God by surprise that you need a food and clothing and raiment, a roof over your head. Amen. God knows that you have need of these. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad he does? Ain't you glad he knows what you need? Amen. He said, before you even ask, he knows. Amen. And he meets those needs. How do you know? Because there's a whole lot of folks that never ask him for nothing, but yet he takes care of them anyway. Amen. There's a whole lot of folks that never think about God. There's a whole lot of folks that sit down to the table, eat their meal, and never think about where it came from. You say, well, preacher, I went out and worked, made a lot of money, and I bought that stuff. Amen. Guess where it come from? It come from God. Amen. You may have bought it at the store, but God gave it. Amen. He gave some farmer an unction over there to plant a tater. Amen. Sow a seed of corn so that you could go down the store and buy that food. Amen. Because God knew that you would have a need. Praise the Lord. Amen. To take care of you, praise God. So if we know that He'll provide for our temporal needs, and if we know that He provided for our eternal needs, amen. He not only provides food for us, what their necessities, praise God, he provided a salvation. He provided eternal life for me and you. Amen. So why do we not doubt him? Why do we worry so much? Amen. It only makes sense if we know that he provided salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. He made a way for old sinners to be saved. Praise God. Why can't we trust him for the temporal stuff? If we can trust Him for the eternal stuff, but you know what's wrong with most of us? We don't really trust Him for the temporal stuff, and we don't really have no trust for the eternal stuff. That's why we worry so much. But if we quit, amen, if we trust in the Lord, praise God, He'll take care of all the temporal stuff because we know that He's already taken care of the eternal stuff. Praise the Lord. He's made a difference in our lives. He sent the precious Lamb of God, amen, from the throne of grace down to me and you to live and to grow and to die for the sins of the world. Amen. Through Him, we can be free. So why do we worry tonight and fret over every little thing? Amen. Why do we put ourselves out there to worry and fret over things that we can't do nothing about anyway? We can have a godly concern. We can pray for these objects and lift them up to the Lord and say, Lord, this is where we're at. But He already knows that. We say, God, this is our need. But He already knows that. Lord, this is what would be nice to have, but He already knows that. Amen. And we pray for His will, praise God, that we might give Him the glory. And God blesses us on purpose. He gives us those things. Amen. In John chapter 14, Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Amen. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. Praise the Lord. He said, you ought to see the Father's house. You ought to see the magnificence that the Father has. Amen. There's nothing lacking at the Father's house. He said, they're not just shacks on a hill, praise God. They're mansions, many mansions that my Father has. Amen. He said, don't worry about that. Don't worry about those mansions that the Father has. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. Amen. He said, don't worry about none of that. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. He said, if I go to prepare that place, I'm going to come and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. He said, don't worry about what you have to deal with between now and then. Praise God. He said, it'll make you crazy. It'll make you sick. Amen. It'll destroy your body. I mean, hey, listen, we don't need no more. The old devil and his old flesh, it wears out quick enough anyway. And we don't need to help it along. Praise God, we need just put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Say, Lord God, here I am, standing in the need. Amen. Praise God, I got a deep concern. Godly concern for godliness. Amen. Lord, we need your help. Amen. If we can't trust Him, if we can't trust God for the temporal things, can we trust Him for the eternal things? If we can't trust Him for the eternal things, then how are we going to trust Him for the temporal things? It all comes down to not worrying, but just putting our faith and our trust in God in every aspect of our lives. And Lord God, here we know that You are God, and beside You there is no other. Praise God, there's nothing like You, and we need all the help we can get from You. We need You. We know that we have necessities, but Jesus said, He knows you have need of all these things. And He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. He said, don't worry about it. You quit worrying, quit fretting, quit over this stuff. He said, just put your faith, seek first the kingdom of God and what's right in the eyes of God. He said, God said, I'll take care of all that stuff. We run around and we chase here and we chase there. It's kind of like a dog. We're kind of like a dog chasing a car. A lot of times. I mean, we're running so many different directions. Sometimes I feel like that fella's making the donuts. Amen. He meets himself as he's going out, coming in. He said, I got to go make the donuts. He said, I've already made the donuts. That's the way we feel like a dog chasing a car. Wouldn't know what to do with it if we called it. Amen. If it was to stop, have you ever had a dog chase you down the road? I mean, just to chase right at nipping at the wheel, and then get right at the front wheel, and then just get down there when he's really aggressive and just stop and throw the door open. That old dog, he just stop and look at. He don't know what in the world because he's done called it, but he don't know what to do with it. See, we worry and fret over so many things that we don't know what to do with it anyway. And when we just take it to the Lord and say, Lord, you know what's right. Amen. You know what's right to seek first kingdom of God, His righteousness. Amen. He said, and all these other things, He said, He'll take care of Himself. So what we got to do, praise the Lord, is just seek that that's right. What's right? The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That free pardon of sin. Amen. A walking with Him day by day, praise God. Taking our cross and following Him. Amen. Quit worrying about it. Quit fretting. It's all it's going to do is make us sick. It's going to make us, it's going to mess up our spiritual being, a spiritual part of who we are. It's going to eventually destroy our body. Did you know that worrying is one of number one things that messes with your body? Stress. It causes stress. That's right. It causes stress on your body. Amen? And if we can't fix it anyway, why worry about it? Just put it in God's hands. Say, Lord God, I'm just going to follow You. Praise God, all the way to the end of the way. I wonder if sometimes some of these old folks, praise God, that ain't the way they lived a long, long time. I mean, they didn't worry and fret over stuff. They done. My grandpa, I've told you before, he said, son, said, if it ain't tomorrow, it won't matter anyway. He never let it bother him, never let it stress him out. Praise God, he just went on for the glory of God, just giving God the praise and glory all the way to the house. Amen. Praise the Lord. Live a happy, content life. That's what God wants for us too, a happy, content life. He said, just quit worrying. Put your faith. Jesus Christ, the red riding. Jesus said, just, amen. He said, the Father knows what you need. He said, just trust the Father to meet the need. Amen. He said, He'll take care of it. Just, hey, listen, church, it's time just let Him take care of it from here. Say, Lord, it's in Your hand. We're trusting You, and we're just going to just follow You and obey You. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what He wants us to do. Just follow Him, obey Him, seek His face. Amen. And quit worrying about things we can't do nothing about anyway. Praise the Lord. Let God take care of it. Let God decide what we need and show us the way and the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Amen. As we follow Him tonight, praise the Lord, as we follow our Lord Jesus Christ, we know He'll lead us in the right way. Amen. But if we worry and fret over it and try to do things within our own power, all we're going to do is just mess it up. Amen. But boy, when we seek the Lord's face and do things in the right manner, then God moves in, praise God, and it's just the most spectacular thing that you've ever seen. Amen. Praise God, the worry's gone, the fretting's gone, and you just stand back and you say, wow, look what God did. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's still doing it today. He always has been, He always will be. Amen. Because He is God. Amen. He said, who's like me? Who can do what I can do? Nobody. Nobody can beat God. Amen. Because He knows what we need. Bless His holy name. Stand with me.